Blog Talk Radio.
This awesome week, amen. We had a really, really
good time at the revival. Amen. If you did not make it to the revival, you missed an awesome time in the Lord. We had a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen. There was some good preaching and prophesying going on in that place. The Holy Ghost came in and had his way. Amen. Angels sung heaven down. Oh, my goodness. That angel and Bertha and them sang heaven down. Amen. And we just really truly just thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God. I really truly thank God. You bless you, Pastor Chatwin. How are you doing this morning?
All right this morning.
Huh?
I'm doing all right this morning.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen, amen. Is any intercessors online besides you and I?
Yes, I'm looking for them to press 1 on that dial. Intercessors. Let's see. I believe this is Bertha.
No. Stop. Get down. Go back. Get down.
Not Bertha. Okay, I know we have Sylvia, but they're not pressing their buttons, number pressing 1. I believe this is Bertha.
Hi, Prophet Darrell. Hi, Pastor Shaquan.
How you doing?
Bless you.
I am blessed.
Amen. Well, Bertha is here. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you calling in. Amen.
We also have Althea. We have Althea.
Hi, everyone. It's Althea.
Hi, Althea.
Hi, Shatwa. Hi, Mother Bertha. Hi, Prophet Darrell.
Bless you. Bless you. How are you?
Good.
My brother, we were just talking about how awesome time we had in that revival. Oh,
amen.
My Lord. That Pastor Gale and that Apostle Shakespeare preached the house down. Amen. Goodness, oh my goodness, we have really had a hot time in the Lord, amen. That was showing up a refreshing, amen. That was a refreshing going on, amen. We were encouraged and we were blessed, amen. Oh my God, it was just an honor and a privilege to be in the presence of some righteous people, amen. Glory
yes,
to God. Amen. My Bertha.
Yes, sir.
You feel like, can you pray for us this morning?
Yes, I can.
All righty.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come just to lift you up. We bless you, we magnify you, we glorify your holy name. God, you are an awesome God, and you're worthy of all our praise. God, just said in your word to let everything that have breath praise you, the Lord. Praise ye out of Zion. God, the rocks praise you. The birds praise you. The trees praise you. God, the flowers and the grass praise you. When the wind blows and they begin to move back and forth, they praise you. All creation praise you for your marvelous, wonderful, glorious things. Because God, you feed them and they don't have to even go to a job. But God, yet you provide for them. And God, if you provide for them, what more can you do for your sons and daughters? And for that, God, we say thank you. We thank you, God, because your mercy endures forever. God, we thank you for the refreshing, Lord God, that you release upon your people a supernatural refreshing, a supernatural new anointing. Fire, oh God, and glory in you. God, we just want to say thank you for every preacher, oh God, that came forth. We thank you that you fed our souls, oh God, with your spiritual bread. And God, we thank you that we can move forward and we can move much forward all in you. We won't look back, but we will continue to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Because God, you have those signs and the wonders that are going to follow that preach word. God, we thank you for the miracle signs and wonders that are coming forth from those that were at the revival. We're just waiting on the testimony for your glory, God. God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to saturate this prayer line, oh God. Saturate this call. Let your rainbow word come forth. Let the prophetic flow as rivers of living water. Bring the flesh on us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Give us what the message to your people. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this place. We are the temples of the true and the living God. Let your glory rise, oh God. Let it rise up in us and burn as fires of coal. God, we ask you to look on our youth today. God, as they get ready to prepare to go on summer vacation, God, cover them in your blood. God, let the angels be around them. Throw them in the schools, oh God. Bind the enemies. Bind the gangs and the violence, oh God. Bind the race and the murder spirit, oh God. God, we call them in now for your kingdom, oh God. Kingdom disciples. God, release those that are assigned to them to minister your word to them. Cover their minds, oh God, that they'll turn back to you. Quiet and one must find you to be saved. God, we put a mandate on their parents that they'll raise them up in the fear of the Lord, that they will not stray from you, that they'll be godly examples, oh God, in these perilous times. God, we lift up those that are sick mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God, touch their minds now. Heal their bodies, oh God. God, you came, oh God, to heal those that are wounded, to mend the broken hearted, to set those free that are captive. God, when you went back to the Father, you said that you're captive. Let the captive be free. And God, we thank you for it now. In the name of Jesus, bring our salvation to those that are in the jails, oh God. Send your word, God. Send your ministers in to minister to them, oh God. We block that spirit of Buddhism. We block that spirit of Muhammad. But God, let your word go forth. Spare our sweethearts, oh God. Create in them a clean heart and renew in them a right mind. God, let your spirit dwell in them. Sanctify them, oh God, by your word. Sanctify them by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, trust Father Sanders, oh God, as he brings forth your word. God, speak to him. Let his word come forth. In the name of Jesus, as fires of coal. God, touch Pastor Shaquan. Prophesy to her today, God. Let your anointing fall upon her as never before. God, we lift up Apostle and Angel as they travel to Chicago. Your traveling mercies, oh God, be upon their vehicle. You be the driver, Holy Spirit. Give them their safety, oh God. Let everything be in divine order. Let them find the divine connections for the sanctuary, oh God, where we'll have the gathering this year. Let every financial need be met. Rain down, oh God. Rain down your favor upon them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. God, touch the SMI. God, bless each one that is invited to come to the gathering. Let the finances fall now. Let them be able, oh God, to come to the gathering. Prepare you the way, oh God. Prepare you the way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. God, we give you honor, God. We give you praise, for you are worthy. You're worthy, oh God.
Yes,
you're worthy, oh God. You're worthy, oh God. Let your fire fall, God. Let your fire fall, God. In the name of Jesus, let the living waters come forth. Let the waters, oh God. Let your children, in the name of Jesus, bless this country, oh God. God bless America. Let us fall back down on our knees. Return to our first love. Let the spirit of repentance, prayer and revival, break down in this nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God. We bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer in your blood, God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name,
Bless them, Jesus. Have mercy, God.
Yes,
have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God. You reign, Jesus. You reign, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
I'm drawing
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank Mother Prophetess Bertha, amen, for the awesome prayer. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all. I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I feel.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you please pray for our intercessors, amen, and pray for our
amen.
Children.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, and say, we just thank you for your presence right now, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for saturating the atmosphere, Father God. We just thank you for the oneness of heart, the oneness of mind, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, glorious Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the warriors that you have selected, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, for your intercessors, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those who put themselves last in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, for your anointing on each and every one of them, Father God. We thank you for your wisdom, Father God, your knowledge, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We thank you, continue to restore them and strengthen them day by day, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the communication, God, that you have with them, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. We thank you for the mobility and the clear mind, Father God. We thank you for the instructions in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. We thank you for trusting them, Father God. We thank you for the sincerity and the integrity that they possessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for not being weary in well-doing, Father God. We thank you that they're standing on the wall, Father God, ready to hear your word and hear your instructions in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you surely are great, you surely are mighty, Father God. We bow our heads before you and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your assignment. Thank you for your instruction in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you for the next generation, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them safe, Father God, to keep their minds safe, Father God, to keep
keep their eyes on you, Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. The children need you, God. Pour your spirit on them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, from the day they're born today, become adults, Father God. Touch them, Father God. Speak to them in Jesus' holy name. Let them know your words, Father God. Pray for their parents, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they have the right instructions, Father God. They know how to handle them, Father God, with love and compassion, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, we give you glory for these children, Father God. They're the next in line, Father God, to hold your baton, Father God. They're next in line to be your prophets and your apostles, Father God. They're next in line, Father God, to be your teachers and your pastors, Father God. They're next in line to be evangelists, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us be successful in transferring the knowledge of God unto them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, and let them be in position, Father God. Let the spirit of obedience be with them, Father God. We cast our rebellion out of them right now in the name of Jesus. We cast our laziness out for them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bind up everything that's hindering them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up double-mindedness, Father God. We bind up any mental sickness, Father God. We bind up low self-esteem in the name of Jesus, Father God. They are good ground, Father God. In the name of Jesus, they will provide. They will make fruit, Father God. They will be successful. They are blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah unto you, Jesus. We just thank you for the youth. We thank you for the children, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them be groomed correctly, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them not be abused, Father God. Let them not be taken advantage of, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you are great and you are mighty. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
I thank you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you. We are live. This is not a recording, amen. And we do it. We
Hallelujah.
Really truly thank God for Apostle Shakespeare, amen. I thank God
thank
for that
you,
man
Jesus.
Of God. Trust me, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm
amen.
On the radio to run his show without him, amen. And I thank God for him, amen. I take my hat off to him. I honor that man of God. Amen. And
yeah.
I honor the work that and the labor that he is doing. Amen. And I just thank God for his wisdom and his teaching. Amen. Because, you know, we sometimes some of us came on this show, we didn't know beans about nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Some of us probably came on this show, we didn't even know John 3:16. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Sometimes, thank you, Lord Jesus. And I just thank God for his teachers. Amen. I'm just honored and elated, amen, to meet him, to know him. And I tell anybody, if there's somebody you need to know Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen.
Amen.
Full of wisdom, that's full of the word, amen, that's full of integrity, amen, that's full of the Holy Ghost, amen. And you have a cry, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for his family, for allowing us to. I thank God for them for sharing him with us, amen. Because they could be selfish. But we thank God
amen.
For Angel and her brother for not being selfish, amen.
Amen, yes.
I thank God for T.S. and Matthew and Apostle with us, amen. And, we on this week, amen, we were talking about a refreshing, amen.
And
we came out and we were refreshed, amen. For all those who missed it, amen, you missed it, amen. It was a wonderful refreshing, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It was a prophesying going on in that place, amen.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God, my Bertha knows she prophesied. You hear what I say?
Amen. We got Sister Sylvia line open, too.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Evangelist Sylvia.
Amen.
She's an evangelist now, y'all. She ain't no Sister Sylvia no more. Her name is Evangelist Sylvia. Amen. We
Amen.
Thank God for
evangelist.
Her. I just hate I missed that preach word. She they said she cleaned the paint off the walls. Amen.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Look
Amen.
What the Lord has done.
Yes, and a call dropped.
Amen. It wasn't, I'm telling you, it was, I'm telling you, Sylvia, Sister Sylvia, Evangelist Sylvia, laid the, oh, my God, they said she laid the word down.
She laid it out.
Amen.
Yes,
and I'm telling you, I can feel that word germinating through that house. Amen.
Amen.
And I know she's an anointed woman of God. Amen.
Yes, she is.
Amen.
Yes, she is.
Amen. Anybody got their Bibles? Amen. Go get your Bibles. Go get your Bibles. Amen. Amen. Grab your Bibles. We're going over to Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen.
Amen.
Romans, the 8th chapter.
Romans 8.
Okay.
Aiden. And we really feel need to be talking about being, and we not only we were talking about a refreshing, we were talking about resting, amen, about rest, amen. A lot of times we preach and teach so much, amen, to where we sit somewhere and sit down and get some rest, amen.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen. Amen. We need to get somewhere and get some rest.
Yes.
And I ain't talking about in a grave, amen. I'm talking about resting where you can be refreshed.
Amen.
Amen. If you got Romans, if you want to start at verse 8, somebody get that for me and read it real quickly.
Verse 8.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life. Because of righteousness. For if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now
Okay.
Hold on 1 minute, my Bertha. You about to mess me up. There is no good in our flesh. You can't trust your flesh.
No, you can't.
Amen. And the only way you can be refreshed unless you in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
The only way you can have rest is bless you in Christ Jesus. What the song said? The song said, put your all on the altar of sacrifice. If you want to be blessed and have peace and sweet rest, you got to put your all on the altar.
Yes, Lord.
You cannot just put one thing on the altar and don't put it all on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a peace of mind, you got to put it on the altar. What do you
say,
yes, I'm saying that you got to forgive people, amen. That's putting it on the altar.
Yeah.
That
right.
Means you got to love people in spite of their self, amen. I don't care
amen.
If they don't smell like they just came from the wine house. You need to love on them anyway. That's putting
amen.
It all on the altar. If somebody was buck jumping in the spirit, wild shout, and they stepped on your toe and ruined your pretty stockings and scarred up your shoes, you better not hit them. You better pray. Oh.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Amen.
If they're talking about you, lying on you, standing
mm-hmm.
lying to your name, that's what you better love.
That's
on
right.
It. So you can have a peace
yes,
of mind
yes,
so you
yes.
can sleep at night.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Amen.
And you have to walk in strict obedience when it comes down to the Spirit of God.
Strict obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
My Bertha, jump down to verse 17 for me.
Verse 17 says, and if children be heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so, he that suffer with him, we may be also glorified together. You want me to keep reading?
Go ahead.
But I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Uh-huh.
For the earnest expectations of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the...
Check this out. If you really want to be close and join heirs with Christ, you have to make sure you have the mind of God, the mind of Christ.
That's right.
What the word
says?
Right. It says, let this mind be in you that was also
that was
in
Christ
Jesus.
That's right.
You cannot let nothing else control your mind. If anything
Amen.
Control your mind, outside of the will of God, that means that is your God.
Uh-oh. That's right.
I'm about
exactly.
to get in trouble.
Get in trouble.
You cannot allow people to control you.
Yes, Jesus.
Because mind control is a sign of witchcraft, from my understanding.
Amen.
You got it right. That's a good understanding. It's witchcraft.
But when you are in Christ Jesus, and the Lord and God is the head and the finisher of your faith, you need to walk by faith and not by sight. You need to walk in the will of God.
Amen.
And you know what I don't understand, my Bertha? I don't understand how people think they can just come straight to God. And you ain't lived a dime worth of dog meat. You ain't repented.
Right.
You got unforgiveness in your heart. You got bitterness in your heart, but you want to come to church, take communion, jump and all that other stuff. Ain't been purified, ain't got consecrated. If the preacher got to get consecrated, if the preacher got to get repent, what makes you feel any different?
Amen.
There's no difference.
Amen.
There's no difference. Yeah, some think they can pay their way to heaven. They think the tithes they put in and all the big offerings is going to buy their way in there.
You know, God loves us, but he hates the sinful nature.
Exactly.
Right.
He loves all of us. He loves the drunk.
Yes,
he loves the alcoholic. He loves the crackhead. He loves the prostitute. But it's the sin he don't
the
like.
The sin. That's right.
Yep.
God does not like the flesh for sin. But he loves
Lord
us
Jesus.
In spite of ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
His word said,
Amen.
His word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
So he gave up a way of escape.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read my birthday.
So the earnest expectation, because we are here at verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. But we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man speaketh, what doeth he yet hope for?
Hold on, my Bertha. Hold on 1 minute. Let's go. Let's jump over here right quick. We want to jump over to Hebrews 11 chapter.
Hebrews 11.
Hebrews 11. What did it say, my Bertha? Hebrews 11 and 1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
See, if you want to be refreshed, if you want to be renewed, you got to have faith and believe that God can renew you and refill you.
That's right. Now faith.
You can't have.
Yes, Lord.
Let me stick a pin right here. See, a lot of times we say we quote this scripture being religious. If you only have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could speak. God was being comical back then. He was telling them, "Ye a little faith, oh faithless generation." If you have, we had a mustard seed faith for so long to where we stuck right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You got to come up here. You got to abroad your horizon, your way of thinking.
Yes. That's mountain side seed.
If you're still on the mustard seed, you'll never get a watermelon seed. Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's because Proverbs said if they don't read the word, God gave us all a measure of faith. But faith grows. We go from faith to faith. And then on over in Hebrews, Paul tells us, it comes a time that we have to begin to walk in our most holy faith. So that lets you know you don't have to stay on a mustard seed faith. The more you get into God's word, because how do we get faith? Hearing comes by the word of God. It's in the word. The more God's word is getting you, the more you believe his word, the more your faith will grow, the more your faith grows. You don't have to be going talking about, I believe, then you begin to walk in now faith. Now faith becomes sudden faith. It's spontaneous faith. Because you're going from faith to faith.
Right.
Peace, prophet. Peace.
I'm just trying to help somebody be refreshed, Bert. I'm just trying to help somebody to be refreshed and to help somebody to get some good rest. I'm trying to help somebody rest. So rest in God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's read the letter.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
You know, God is so awesome. Even when you weren't thinking about Jesus, he still had you on his mind.
Amen.
When you was out there box swinging, toe tipping, and toe tapping, Jesus still had you on his mind. Don't think about it. No. God, don't take them out now. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes,
Jesus will command death to step back and behave. You know he got that power.
Amen.
Right here.
Yes, he does.
Hello, somebody. So, in other words, we have to think about this thing. When we falling and when we treat people bad and when we ain't forgiving folk because they slap your dog, they stomp your cat, amen, they killed your roach off the wall, amen, mad and we want to be mad and upset and bitter and we ain't got a, and they been stole from your mama, they been stole from your great-granddaddy, they been stole your auntie's watch, amen, and you still got bitterness in your heart from 10 years ago.
Killing yourself.
And you wondering why you can't rest? You wondering why you got pain in your body? You can't forgive nobody because they've done you wrong? That's why you can't rest at night, amen?
That's exactly
right. Because you got no forgiveness in your heart.
That's right.
Oh, my God. You want to have peace and sweet rest. I don't care about what folks
Jesus.
Think about me. I don't care what they say about me. I know who I am and I know whose I am.
Amen.
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 Come on and read the letter, my Bertha.
And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Hold on, my brother. Pump your brakes one minute. Pump your brakes one. Let me tell you something. He said
all things
work together. Not something, but all things work
all
together.
Things.
Boy, because you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
That's right.
It may be bitter going in, but guess what? It's going to feel good going down.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Somebody may lie on you and made you lost your job. And you know the deal. That was a bitter pill. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It gets sweeter and sweeter.
Jesus.
I dare somebody even try to go drink some vinegar. It may be nasty going down, but it don't feel good when it hits your spirit.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
All things work together.
All things.
But, see, guess, and I come to understand the reason why I said that in my birth, all because the things that we go through and the things that we experience, we really don't be going through for ourselves. We're going through for somebody else.
Amen.
Amen.
If you was a whole freak, you wasn't whoring for yourself, but you was whoring to tell somebody else that God brought you out, that God could deliver you from
That's
being
right.
a
whore. That's right.
Amen.
If you was a liar, you weren't lying just to be lying, but you was lying to tell somebody that God can deliver you from being a liar.
Jesus.
I was sitting down today talking to one of my friends, amen, one of my spiritual sisters, amen, and we was talking about abortion. Amen. And how people can go kill a baby, didn't even give the child a chance for life. But kill it before
Jesus.
You can come into the world. You can go tell somebody. I used to be a murderer.
Jesus.
I had four times before. But God allowed me to have this one, and he became the president. He became the president. He became the bishop. He became the apostle. He became a doctor. He became a lawyer. After all of that killing I did, God allowed me to keep this one. And this one, about come on, they say, made me stop being a murderer.
Jesus,
my God.
Oh, and guess what? Just because I stopped being a murderer, God allowed me to be refreshed. He allowed me
Jesus.
To be renewed. What that word said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which we got to be
unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
By the renewing of your mind.
Of your
mind.
Mind.
In other words, you got to allow God to transform you.
That's right.
You got to allow him to work on you.
Jesus.
Oh, he can refreshing you.
Hallelujah.
So he can dwell in you, and you can dwell
yes,
in me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose.
That's right.
God got a plan for you. God got a plan for us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Turn on my birth and finish reading so we can get out of here.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the first fruit among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. You want me to keep on reading?
Oh, my God. See, that's a, see, we need some confidence.
That's right.
I am confident. You are confident. Somebody know how that song goes. I got confidence. You got confidence.
I got confidence.
I'm secure who I am. I know who I am. I belong to God.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
I've been handpicked by God. And I'm quite sure you have too.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
If he called you, he's going to justify you.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Whom he called, he qualified.
Amen.
I must be qualified for this thing. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Now check this out, my brother. Go ahead and read verse 31, and we're going to get out of this thing.
What shall we then say to these things?
Uh-huh.
If God be for us, then who can be against us?
Amen.
Please say one more time, my birth. I felt that thing.
I felt it too, prophet. What shall we then say to all those things that you spoke about beforehand? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
If we are called, justified, and glorified, who can be against us? Jesus.
Let me say this. If God be for us,
my God,
then who shall be against us? I don't
Amen.
Care what the naysayers is saying. I don't care what the plot. I don't care what the path. I don't care what none of them say. If God be for me,
hallelujah,
then who can be against me?
Amen.
I don't care. Long as the Lord, long as God on my side, I don't care if mama, daddy, niece, cousin, nephew, auntie, boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't care if they come against me. Long as I know God is on my side.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
Long as I know I'm in the will of God.
Jesus.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody needs to go tell somebody if God before you.
Okay.
Who can be against you?
He said, we are more than conquerors. Now,
more than
then
conquerors.
He come back and say, my birthday. He said, he said, we are more than confident. He said, we can do all things.
Hallelujah.
Then he gave back and gave you a hope. He said, the race
and give it to the swift. Not
Jesus.
To the strong. But to Hallelujah. The one that endures to the end. In other words, you've got to have some endurance. You've got to have some patience. God ain't going to move when you want him to move. But guess what? He's going to show up on time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to
God.
I don't care what that doctor said. That doctor say you got cancer. The doctor say you got high blood pressure. If God be for me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank God for Apostle Michael Shakespeare, man. I thank God for him. Hallelujah.
Prophet Darrell.
I thank God for that man of God. I appreciate him. Hallelujah. I honor that man of God. I honor the anointing that sets upon his life. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Darrell. We have Sylvia on the line.
Praise
God.
Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet Darrell, Mother, and Althea, and Shatwan.
Hi.
Hi, Evangelist Sylvia.
Evangelist Sylvia.
Sir.
I'd like to pray for Evangelist Sylvia.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I want you to pray for the prophetic anointing to flow now.
Yes, God.
All right.
Okay, let me go ahead and walk back to the back room.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Father, we exalt you, God. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for being God. We thank you, Lord, for being the creator of all creation, Father. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, make our ears attentive to your voice, oh, God. Oh, God, make our eyes, oh, God, see what you would have us to see, oh, Lord. Oh, God, that we'll walk, oh, God, in your word, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word that's coming forth today, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that it's coming forth with clarity, God, with power and authority, oh, God. We thank you right now, God, for a release, oh, Lord, of your spirit, oh, God, to rule and reign, oh, God. Oh, God, that we stand, oh, God, and fight the good fight of faith, oh, God, that we stand, God, as open mouth prophets that speak forth your word, oh God. Oh God, that we won't take it down, God, but we'll speak what you have given, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, in advance, Father, for all that you do, Father, for each prophet and prophetess that's on this line, oh Lord. Oh Father,
Hallelujah.
Undergird them, God. Oh, God, hold them up, oh, God, on the right and on the left, oh, Lord. Continue to let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in and through them, Lord. Oh, God, let your light shine forth, oh, God. Let your word come forth, oh, God, as streams of living water, oh, God. For you are the living God, the only wise and true God. So, Father, we exalt you right now, Father. We set the atmosphere, Father, for you to move and have your way, Lord. Oh, God, we curse the enemy right now, God. Everything that he sends us our way, Father, let it ambush his camp, oh, God. We send it back, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of each person listening on this show, Father, over everything pertaining to them, oh, God. And when the enemy comes, oh, God, with a backlash, God, oh, God, send that back too, oh, God, and let it destroy his camp, oh God. But God, let us have the plunder, oh God. Everything that he's taken from us, God. Oh God, we want it back, oh God. You said in your word he owes us sevenfold, God. So Father, we thank you right now for increase, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in us, God. We thank you, Lord, for PSMI, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Prophet Shakespeare, oh God. Oh God, how he's birthing children, oh God. Children that's hungry for righteousness, God.
Hallelujah.
Children, God, that are speak forth your word, oh God. Children, God, that will humble themselves before you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, for the visionary, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for your mouthpiece, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that he's not selfish, oh God, that everything that you've given him, oh God, he pours it into us, God. So, Father, fill him up again, oh God, and again, oh God, that it never dries, oh God. Let him have a refreshing well in the spirit, God, all the days of his life, oh God, and each intercessor, God, I lift them up before you, God, that they're strengthened, God, they're revived and restored, oh God, to continue to stand, oh God, and proclaim your name, oh God, to exalt you, oh God, in the earth, oh God, to stand, oh God, for those that are lost, oh God, those that have lost their way, Lord. So, Father, we thank you right now for the release of your word, God, and when it comes forth, God, it's going to fall on good ground, Father. And, Father, it's going to take root, oh, God, and produce fruit after you, oh, God. Fruit of righteousness, God. Fruit of holy fear, oh, God. Yes, God, glory to your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And we give you the glory and the praise that's due your name. In Jesus' name, we say amen and bless you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you, and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me, I need you.
My God, let that play. Let that play. Let that play. Let that play.
Yes, Lord, I need you now, Lord. I need you now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh,
somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that.
Upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know about you, but that smoke and offer was going for that song. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I really and truly
hallelujah.
Just thank God. I thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We, Lord, in this day and time, we don't need
we
him.
Need
not
you, my Lord. We need you now, Lord. We need you now.
Jesus. We need him
hallelujah.
Now, hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to we God. Need Lord.
You now,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory be to the Most High God. I really and truly thank God. Amen. If you are listening to this show, if you are listening to this prophetic show on today, amen. You need to go run and tell somebody, text them, send an email, amen. Tell them that the anointing of the Lord is on this show today at PSFI, amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you need the number is area code 646-564-9818. The number again is area code 646-564-9818. 1-8,
yes,
you need
Lord,
to call
Jesus.
Tell them that the Lord is speaking through these lines as of now. Hallelujah. If you want a prophetic word, call in and press 1 on your dial. Amen. And we will light you up. Amen. And the number is, again, we're going to say it again, area code 646-564-9818. Give us a call. And let us know how you're enjoying this show. Amen. And you never know what the Lord may got in store for you on today. Amen. God bless. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless
thank
you,
Lord. God. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Bless
you, Lord. I want to tell you this. Mother, I want to tell you this. Prophet, I want to tell you this. The Lord told me to tell you, for everything that you have endured within the last past 2 months here, hallelujah, God said that he's getting ready to put a smile on your face. Oh.
Hallelujah.
The Lord told me that he's going to mount you up with wings.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord.
Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, but we are praying for him, amen, that the Lord will give him faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have an 804-539.
Hello, this is Yoshito. How y'all doing today?
Yoshito, hello.
I'm doing okay. I just was calling in to get that uplifting because this morning when I woke up, I don't know what was going on with me. And I'm like, I know God is moving, and I just felt like I'm in a standstill. but I know he's moving. I know he's working.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Oh, Jesus, patience. Yes,
amen.
Patience, yes, glorious, Santa.
Hallelujah.
Patience, my God. Thank you, God. You
for a settlement. Last year I got hurt, so I'm just I hurt my whole left side, so I'm just able to start working. I mean, walking on my own in common steps and stuff like that. I want the Lord to move. They're trying to deny a lot of things, but I got hurt and caused this damage to my body.
Okay.
So I heard the word of God saying everything worked together for the good today. So I just need hallelujah to for you guys to touch and agree. It's a lot at stake with this situation.
Now, can I tell you something? I heard the Lord say, when you go to court, you put on white from your head to your toes. Let everything that you put on, let it be pure white.
Jesus.
God is already standing in the courtroom. Let me tell you this. This is what God is showing me. God has already sent three angels.
My God.
When you walk in the courtroom, you're going to feel the glory. Come on. Say it. Come on, Bill. You're going to begin to feel the glory of God in the courtroom. And the angels going to be standing there with you.
My God.
And you should go walk as gold.
Like
you walk in there, know that you have already got the victory.
I got the victory.
God said you got the victory.
Amen.
When you get the victory.
Yes.
And I want to let you know, when the children of Israel walked around that walls of Jericho, when they walked around seven times around this wall, the Lord said that they didn't say anything, but when they got the victory, God said they broke out with a shout.
Yes,
and when we begin to shout and praise God, that lets us God know that we thank him for the victory, but that letting the devil know that we already got the victory over him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 My
agreement with what you said, Prophet, because when she came on, God said, walk in your victory.
Thank you, Lord.
God has already had the case. God has already put the decision and the verdict is in your hands.
Jesus.
Of the prophet, because your money is already there, says the Spirit of God. Be sure.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise him in advance for the victory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus. No blockages, no hindrances, no delays, no holdups. God said it's yours. And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Her God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just
thank you today, God. We give you glory today, God, for this is the day that you have made, God. God, we're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for stopping by to talk to our dear sister today, God. God, we thank you for stopping by to confirm your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as she goes forth tomorrow, God, God, give her the joy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, even in her step, God, put a step of joy in there, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. And, oh, God, we await on the testimony, God. For, God, we know we believe the report of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 And who just called in? Who just called in?
Angelia.
All right, Angelia, you got to go forth with the victory, man.
Amen, amen, amen. I can help a lot of family members.
God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet, we have 706-394 on the line.
Hello.
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 How are you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful.
Calling?
How are you? Hi. This is Tiffany.
This is who?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yes,
amen.
Tiffany.
Amen.
Just want to let you know how much I love your show. The show is such an inspiration. But I would just love some prayer on finding a new church.
All right. Amen. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Oh, you're in Georgia. Amen. Well, we have an anointed apostle here. Amen. Apostle Michael Shakespeare, amen. He can be your pastor. He can cover you until you find your church home. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. My birth?
Yes, Prophet. Well, Tiffany, you know, I have to follow the teachings of my pastor and my mentor because if God has not told you to move, I cannot pray for you to find another church home. And you have to listen for the voice of God. And on that, I would say to inbox Prophet Shakespeare when he comes back, because I can't move unless God says move. So I cannot pray for you to find a church home if God has not told you to leave where you're at in the leadership that you're under. So you need to talk in depth with our leader, because I can't go against his teaching. But I love you,
okay.
And I'm praying for you.
Okay.
Well, give her the information to where she can inbox him and talk to
him.
She's
a member of the page, I believe. Is Tiffany Whitten?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't
okay.
know what's going on with you and the church that you're in, the leader. And as a man of God, I can't go against the man of God. But I can talk to a prophet Shakespeare because I don't want to move against God. I can't do that.
Okay. I understand.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in, sis.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a 832-693 on the line.
I'm here. My name is Kia. My friend, I'm calling out of Houston, Texas. My friend Letitia Underwood inboxing her. Actually, I was consecrating today, and I just happened to look at my Facebook message, and she said, I really feel that the Spirit of God is telling me he needs you on the line. So I called in earlier, but then I hung up because my kids were such, you know, making a lot of noise. And then I hung up. I said, well, Lord, whatever it is, just speak to me. So then she Facebooked me back. I didn't even tell her I hung up or anything. She said, make sure you press 1 so they know you're on the line. So I knew right then and there I needed to be back on the line. So I was consecrating because, number one, I'm a gospel, kind of cautious artist. I had a dream last year about this song. And the hook was, I went to sleep. I was in my darkest moment last year, and God gave me a dream and this hook to a song, and it was like, "Girl, girl, don't be ruled by this world, world. Just know that you are a pearl, pearl. You a beautiful girl." So I said, "Okay, God, what do you want me to do with that?" He said, "I want you to deliver my daughters out of bondage." So I wrote to the song. I wrote the song. I recorded it. I actually made a video for the song. I had two prophets tell me that something like I was going to blow up overnight. You know, I didn't really receive it because I feel like it's a ministry. It's really not about blowing up overnight. It's just God using me to deliver young women what I've been through. So lately I've been kind of discouraged because of not actually three prophecies, because of the prophecies telling me, you know, to get my passport because I'm going to go out of the country and I'm going to blow up really fast and just say prayer, you know, stay in my word. You know, I'm like, okay, God, I don't see anything happening. Okay, I did the song. I did the video. I don't see much views. No one's really sharing the song. The radio won't play it. The A&R won't even give me the time of day. She's telling me it's too personal. I was really becoming discouraged because I know what God told me in a dream. Why did you give me this song? Why did you tell me to do this if nothing's going to happen? You picked the song out. You picked out the hook. Why would you do that if nothing's going to happen? Then you send prophets to me, and nothing's happening. So I want to make sure that I'm on the right path, and that is God. I just want to make sure I'm on the right path by doing this song, this music, because I was never a gospel artist. I used to rap, like, you know, play around with music back in the day, but I was never, ever into gospel, ever. I never, ever. But once I submitted my will and put it down, that's when the dream started coming. Once I was in my gut, that's when I started hearing from God. And that's when that hook came to me. And I never, it didn't come for me. It did not come for me.
Amen.
But I did the video. I have a video on Facebook. Letitia, I don't know if she's seen it. And then I actually did the song. I was interviewed twice by Ray Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. And then I know the song is over in London. They said it was number one in London. However, I'm not seeing anything. I'm not really seeing anything happening, so I feel like I'm kind of like in a dark place because I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path. Me and my husband is arguing sometimes about what I'm doing, and I'm like, I know what God showed me. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk so much, but I wanted to give you a lot of, you know, just catch you up real fast. But basically, I just want to make sure I'm on the right path.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My Bertha?
You said you're consecrating yourself. Are you a member of a church? Do you have a covering?
No, actually, no, I'm not. I've just been in my word and praying. I'm from California. I came from California to Texas. I'm really not. Kind of. T.D. Jakes, I listen to him all the time. And I just stay in my word, and I have a personal relationship with God. I mean, I just prayed and asked God to cover me until I found a church home. I just got on my face and said, God, please cover me because I don't have a human covering right now. I don't have a church home right now. So can you and the angels just cover my family and lead us to a church we're supposed to? But until then, just cover me with your anointing. Just cover me.
That's all good, sweetheart. But the thing of it is, when you don't know the prophetic and you're not in tune with it and you don't have the spirit of discernment, you can't discern a false prophet from a true prophet. And I'm not saying that the prophet that prophesied to you are false. I'm just giving you a little analogy as my pastor would do. And then when you're not showing anything into God, you just can't put a mandate on him to bless you. I mean, and when a word comes to you, you have to nourish that word. And it doesn't mean all the time it's going to come overnight. Prophecy sometimes be 3, 4, 5 years, 20 years, 40 or 200 years before it manifests. But the thing of it is, you've got to believe it in your heart. When the word of God comes to you, You don't go off what the prophet said. You go on it because you believe that word came from God. And you cultivate that word. You pray over it and you meditate over it to bring it into manifestation. So it's not the prophet's fault that the word has not manifested. It's your faith. Because I'm listening to you and I'm hearing you say what the prophet said, what the prophet said, what God is saying, what did you do? Yes, you recorded it, but did you apply the faith? Are you tithing? Are you sowing? Are you giving back? Are you doing what is needed in order to receive the blessings and the promises of God? See, that's what a lot of people mess up at. They want blessings from God, but then they don't want to give their life to God and walk in obedience. You have a lot of distractions around you, too. And you listen to a lot of the wrong people. That's why the confusion is coming in your home. What you need to do is get in a God-based, word-teaching church. You need to be cultivated and nourished in the word and the will of God so that you can understand the operating of God. So I can tell you that God is thinking to make you a TV, a multi-millionaire, like a Beyonce overnight. I cannot do that because that's not how God works.
But that's the thing. I don't want
to
do that.
I can tell you that you need to mature in your prayer life and in your word life, because if you don't understand the word and the working of God, then you don't know how to consecrate yourself right.
Yeah.
And if I'm in air proper standards, Pastor Chaquan Evangelist, correct me.
I'm sorry?
So I was talking to the Presbyterian proper standards. If I'm in error, correct me.
You're right, my brother. You're right, Prophet. Well, let me tell you this. I told or stand in agreement with what Prophet Bertha has spoken. I'm just going to tell you what I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying. He said, tell her that if she would get back and close and tune with me and go out, because let me tell you something. Some months ago, we was talking about how Peter walked out on the water. Peter walked out on the word come. And when he began to walk out on the word come, he was able to walk out on the water. The only way he got distracted, even in the midst of the winds and everything was blowing, he only got distracted all because his friends that was on the boat holler out to him and say, Peter, man, you crazy. You walking on water, in other words. Then that's when he began to look around and take his eyes off Jesus. Yeah. Then that's when he began to think. Now, to bring this up to you, sis, you got to get, I want you to step out on faith. As a matter of fact, on this Sunday, I want you to gather your things together. I want you to get your stuff together and go out and go to church. Sit in the back of the church and sit there and listen for the voice of God. Now, when you go to this church, the preacher is going to talk to you through his message.
Jesus.
And when he begins to minister to you through the message, then you're going to begin to feel the voice of God. You're going to begin to hear the voice of God minister to your heart, to where that's where you need to be planted. But see, if we're not planted, we cannot grow.
Right.
If we don't put a plant in the dirt, we cannot grow. The plant will not grow. If we don't get planted spiritually, we cannot grow spiritually. If we can't grow spiritually, we can't grow naturally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. And so,
amen.
I have my Bertha pray for you, but you got to get into somebody, like my Bertha said, get into a Bible teaching ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
My Bertha.
Amen.
What did you say your name is, sweetie?
Kia.
Kia, I love you. I love you, and God loves you, too. But the best way I can show you that I love you is to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lead you astray. I got to tell you what the true word of God is, because he loves you. And it's the truth that will make you free and will encourage you to grow stronger in God. So, Father, I lift up to you now and her family. And, Father God, I ask you now, God, to cover her mind. Transform her mind, Lord Jesus. Give her a new mind, a new heart, and a new spirit. Even in her home, God, let there be peace. Peace between her and her husband. We bind that spirit of confusion and distraction right now. And, Father God, I ask you to order her footsteps, Lord, to a Word Bible teaching church, a true man of God that loves you as you love the church. Father God, show her where you want her to be so that she can rear her children up in the fear of the Lord, that she can grow and be the woman of God that you would have her to be. God, we know that you have anointing, talents, and gifts in all of us. So, God, show her what you have in her. God, show her who she is in you so that she can be all that you would have her to be. Cover her family now in your precious blood, oh God. And, God, we thank you now for the victory. We thank you, God, for all that you're going to do in her life and her husband's life. God, touch his mind. And, oh, God, if he don't know you, God, touch his mind and let him get to know you. Clean him up, oh, God, that he'll be the father and the husband that you have called him to be, that he'll be the head of the household, God, and the provider that you have called him to be, and raise his children up, oh, God, to be men and women of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And Tia, as Prophet said to Tiffany, until you find the Lord leads you where he wants you, Apostle Shakespeare is always open to be covering for those that don't have a church home. But you need a covering, baby. You need a covering.
Yes, ma'am.
Love you.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a 9. Whoop. Hold on. We have a 973-757 on the line.
Hello, great show today. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Good. Elaine, how are you?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
I lost Elaine. Hello?
I lost Elaine.
Elaine.
Amen.
We lost Elaine.
Amen. My brother, and you know what? That's why the Lord told us. That's why the Lord put it in Apostle Spirit to have the refreshing revival.
Amen.
That's right.
All because people need a refreshing.
Yes, they
people
do.
People need to be restored. After you have been
that's
beat
right.
up and trampled over for months and months, we need some restoration.
That's right.
Prophet, we have Amen. Another caller. We have another caller, Prophet. Eric
Amen,
Cole,
okay.
407-765.
Hello, this is Aisha.
Hi, Aisha.
How are you, Aisha?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call to testify to let you know that last time you all prayed for me, and I just been back on fire, such a fire for God, such a hunger. You know, many people call in, and they're looking to get prophesied to, like, oh, God's going to bless you with the house. God's going to do this and do that. And basically, the woman of God came, you know, strong, and she was like, no, God is calling you to come forth, you know, come back to where you need to be at, you know, and you know, my husband, you know, he's always, you know, honey, you okay? You know, just checking on me after, you know, I got that word. I said, yes, because it's time out to play with people, because people out here losing their souls. You know, people going to hell. And, you know, when people come
Thank
over here, it is just so awesome that you can be real and, you know, share the good news so people can get, you know, look in the mirror at themselves. Yeah, you save and you love God, but if you're not doing the things that you once was doing, you don't backslid. You're not in that place. So I just called to let you know that I appreciate, you know, you coming at me so hard and strong, because it was the truth and it's what I needed to hear that day for me, that shook me and made me get back, you know, on fire, on my face. And when I call in, sometimes I don't click, like, you know, to get prayer, but I just call in and listen, because I said, I don't have nothing against to the prophet. I said, I want to be able to bless the prophet. He's always going in. You know, I hear him. I hear all of y'all on the phone going in praying, interceding. I don't hear nobody calling in saying, I just want to sell. I got $5. I got $10. You know, so when I call in, I just get the word, you know, because me and my husband here in Dallas, and, you know, we came down here just with faith. You know, God said to move. I said, babe, God said to move. I want to go with God. I said, go. Let's go. I packed that house up in probably 3 hours. 5 kids packed up. We came to Georgia with nothing, with no job, with no car, with nothing. Just the moving truck. I put my kids. I said, Mom, I need you to get on the mega bus with my kids while we drive the truck. The pastor here, she said, come on, y'all can stay with me. I stayed in her house 2 days, got a job. The next day, got a house. People ain't even do no credit check. Ain't even get no money. Said, pay me when you can. So I know when God tell you to do something, it's him. I said, come on, babe. I'd rather be what God want us to be than not to be what he don't want us to be. I got a job the first day. The first day, got a job. This house so big, you can play hide and seek, still can't find a person.
Amen.
You know, so, and I have been going through stuff because I like to support my husband because, you know, I got great faith. He's like, oh, Lord. I said, well, if he can pay a $700 rent, he's going to have to pay a $1,200 rent, too. So if you're going to believe him, you might as believe him big.
That's right. Come on,
Amen. God said, go to the neighborhood where you want to live at. Not go to the projects. I don't want to live in the projects. I want to go over there.
That's
I want
right.
to go where you, man, get it. You got to have a code to get in.
Come on,
So, you know, we up here, and I just ask y'all to, you know, continue to pray for my husband because he's trying to fulfill God's will here. And, you know, I like being a helpmate to him. So, you know, I'm just asking y'all to continue to pray for the prophet, that the right people come so we can go ahead and be able to sow and be able to, you know, God gave me a summit to do in October for October the 31st, I declare war. We always running from the enemy. It's time for us to start running from the enemy and go to him. Because how many of y'all remember back when y'all was out there when somebody wanted to fight you? Where they at? Where they at? You go looking for them. So right now, you know, that's what God gave me, the summit to do. I declare war in October. So I just ask God to just put the people in the path to help my husband to go forth with his ministry, the Bride of Glory International.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 I want to say this, sis. I want you and your husband to thank you, Lord. Hold on, God is speaking. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, Father, I'm going to tell him. Okay, God. Okay. The Lord just told me to tell you, for you and your son to meet him in prayer.
I didn't hear you, sir.
The Lord told me to tell you all to meet him in prayer at 12 o'clock in the morning for the next 30 days. Shit, come on, no, today. Come on, no, come on, Monday. Hey, God said, when y'all begin to meet him in prayer, at the 12 o'clock hour, not 12:01, not 12:02, but 12 o'clock. And when y'all begin to meet the Lord in prayer, God said that he's going to send a rescue men. Oh, my God. He's going to send a rescue to y'all. Mm. He's going to send a rescue angels to y'all house. Hallelujah. Now, that y'all shall not go lacking in this season. For the next 30 days, meet the Lord at probably at 12 o'clock midnight. At 12 o'clock midnight, y'all meet him in prayer. Because guess what? Not only that he's going to bless y'all, he's going to allow people to soar into y'all. And I want you to tell yourself that everything's going to be all right. Tell yourself that everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Jesus. God said it. And he said, when you get up off your knees, he said, just tell him thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
All is well.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I confirm every word you spoke, Prophet Sanders. Because, see, when you came on, so I thank you for your testimony. Because as Prophet Stacy always says, it does a person hot well. It's just overjoyed when you hear the testimonies of God's word that is confirmed. And because of your obedience, when you came on that phone, the scripture that Pastor Gail preached on in the refreshment, God brought it straight to my forefront. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Whatever you need, as Papa Sanders said, God said in yours. Filled means overflow. You're in the season of overflow because of your obedience, says the Spirit of God. And the seed that you want to sow, the Apostle Shakespeare, God says he's going to put it in your hand. The sword is not. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woman of God, we thank you for calling in and giving that testimony. Amen. You just don't know. You didn't upset this show today with that.
Shakespeare's life, he's putting it in a hand to sow to you.
Well, who is this lady? Y'all talk to me now. Don't mess me with me, Miss Marcy. What is this name?
Her mic is still open.
This is Aisha. Daughter Aisha.
Hi, Aisha.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I am blessed today.
Well, I am so happy to hear. Now, you had a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. I didn't get to hear the testimony, though. What is the testimony we got? Let me hear something good.
I was just testifying about last time when I called in and called in and how the woman of God began to pray, and she was stern with me, you know. You know, I don't be wanting to hear, you're going to get a house and you're going to get a car. Save my soul. Pull me out. It's it. You know, save my soul.
Yeah.
So I was just letting her know that the heart is how she came. It snatched me, and it backed up every heaviness that was on me, off of me. I was able to shake it, and I've been on such a fire. And I believe it's been like 3 weeks I've been on that fire. I mean, my whole body has just been so hot.
My God. Like
if you drink hot chocolate, how your body just so hot. I'm on fire right now, and I called Lee because you had told me to befriend you on Facebook. You said, be obedient, daughter. So I befriended you on Facebook and just staying connected. And I call in and I listen to the service, you know. I listen to you over and over, but okay. I don't ever push the button because I'm like, I don't have nothing to bring to the prophet, you know, because that's on me. I don't know anybody else can call. They want to use you and abuse you and all of y'all. But, you know, I feel bad not to be able to, here you go, sow something into your life. So I just was calling just to testify, though, that when I called in, everything that was weighing on me had let me go, and that, you know, when this blessing comes forth, I definitely going to sow, because me and my husband, we don't mind sowing. I don't bought chairs for churches. I don't bought chairs for churches, equipment, everything. He probably could have been had his church.
All you have to do is go to psmintl.org, psmintl.org or Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International, and the donate button there, and you just follow the prompts. It's a secure page, and whatever you want to sow, you can sow it, and it'll give you opportunity to even say why you're sowing it. And we will receive it. So that's the easiest way. You can use a debit card or credit card, however you want to do it. And so we praise God for your testimony. You're right, though. A lot of people, praise the Lamb, and that we don't complain because we're doing a work for God. And when you're doing something for the Lord, you got to do it anyway. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord told me to go and told me to do it. He told me to operate that page. He told me to do the show and all of that, and he said that he would bless me. So I know God has assigned people, praise the Lamb of God, who hearts respond to his voice. But it's dangerous to know that you're abusing a prophet, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, when it's in your power to give him a cool drink of water, when it's in your ability to sow into his life, and you don't. That's abuse. Hello, Lightbug.
Hello, Lightbug.
Amen. Amen.
Now, if somebody need a scripture, you go read 1 Samuel. Praise the Lamb, the 9th chapter, and you'll see. The king wanted to go see the prophet and said, we cannot go see the man of God because we have no gift to give him.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Lightbug.
You're right.
And his servants say, don't worry. I have some gold and some silver to give the man of God that he may show us the way. That's the Bible, people of God. I didn't write that. Hallelujah. But a lot, you know, but we don't do that here. I don't charge people. No one has ever inboxed me and said, pray for me. I need a word. And I said, okay, well, go to my PayPal and put $200 in there. You want a word? It's going to cost. I don't do that. I do
Amen.
Not do that. Praise the Lamb of God. I just obey the voice of God. The Lord give me some form, I give it to him. That's the way I operate. Praise God. Now, you Anthony's wife, right?
Yes, sir.
You probably Anthony's wife down in Atlanta. That's right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm on the road, and I'm going to go back on mute, and Prophet Daryl and Bertha and those that are working with him, praise the Lamb of God. Today, I'm listening, though. If I jump in, I will, but I know this car making a lot of noise. But Angel and I is on the road, and we thank God for your prayers today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl, I love y'all, man.
All
right. Love you too, Pastor.
Amen, Prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet, we have a couple more calls that we want to try to get in. Area code 614-762 is on the line.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
That's Lily.
Good afternoon.
Lily.
I just called in because I just enjoyed that last testimony. I enjoyed her passion and her fire and her hunger. Like, you just hear the excitement, the excitement in her voice just because of her love for the Lord. Not because he's doing something or she was expecting some, but just because she has a heart for God. And I just had to call in and speak on that because I was like, wow, she got me all fired up and feeling tingles just from hearing her.
Amen.
Amen.
But you guys are doing a wonderful job. You know, people kind of get iffy. You know, if you go to church and the pastor's not there and people get iffy because they don't want to hear no one else. But I have to say, Prophetess Bertha, Prophet Sanders, you guys do a wonderful job stepping in for Prophet.
Amen.
Like, there's no difference. Like, you keep the fire going.
Yes, they do.
And you just keep it going. You just keep it rolling. So I just wanted to encourage you guys and let you know that you are doing a fantastic job.
Amen.
Amen. God be the glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just one, you got another caller?
Yes, we got another caller. Let's see here. Elaine is back up with us again. Let's see if we can hold her this time.
Hallelujah.
Elaine,
hello.
Are you on?
Hi, this is Elaine again.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I was just calling to see, you know, hear if the Lord had anything to say to me today.
Bertha, you hear anything for Elaine today?
No, I don't hear anything for you today, Elaine, but I love you. God bless you. Be encouraged and stand strong.
Thank you. Love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. We got
one last
that we want to get in. Area code 504-307.
Everyone, good afternoon, everyone. This is Pastor Edward Pierce. I'm really enjoying the show. I just called in for prayer as we are redefining. God has led us in a season of redefining, and we're redefining some things in our ministry, moving some things around, shifting some things. And I just wanted one of you all to pray with me, come into agreement with me, that I continue to hear clearly from God as we make some hard decisions, but it's God's decision.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you come, just want to say thank you. Father God, we touch and agree with your servant, Father God. God, we just ask you, Father God, and don't let no confusion break out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to
continue
to take this, as they continue to follow your orders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and we ask you, Father God, to allow your anointing to set up on this ministry, oh God, as they make changes, oh God, for the better, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We come against the
yes, we do.
And
retaliation of the enemy.
Yes.
We come against the spirit of discord right now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we ask you to send the people in, God. Go undergird them and uplift the man of God in the name of Jesus. And God, we bless you now, God. But God, we ain't going to wait till about a moment, but we're telling you thank you now, God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Perfect.